9. Trans. She wakes to sunshine through Damien's windows. Squares of blue sky, decorative bits of cloud. Stretches her toes beneath the duvet, then remembers the complications of her current situation. Determines to get up and out with as little thought as possible. Breakfast. Avails herself of the surgical shower, jeans, and a t-shirt, and goes out, locking up and doing the Bond thing with the fresh hair and mint-flavored spit, sealing Damien's flat against whatever bad mojo there might be. Down Parkway and over to Little Inverness, the market street that runs its single block into Camden. She knows a café here, a French place, remembering breakfast there with Damien. Passing record and comics shops, windows papered with flyers where she half looks for but does not find the kiss. Here it is, faux French with real French waiting tables, chunnel kits, guest workers. The first thing she sees going in is Wojtek seated at a table with silver-haired Billy Pryan, the former lead singer of a band called BSE. She's long kept track of certain obscure mirror-world pop figures, not because they interest her in themselves, but because their careers can be so compressed, so eerily quantum-brief, like particles whose existence can only be proven after the fact, by streaks detected on specially sensitized plates at the bottom of disused salt mines. Billy Pryan's streak is by reason of his having deliberately had the left side of his mouth paralyzed with Botox for the first BSE gigs, and because when Margot was taking her NYU extension course in disease as metaphor, Case had suggested she do something with his mouth. Margot, struggling to outline a paper in which Big End was the disease she needed to find a metaphor for, hadn't been interested. Having automatically registered Pryan media hits ever since, she knows that BSE had broken up and that he'd been briefly rumored to be romantically involved with that Finnish girl, the one whose band had been called Velcro Kitty until the trademark lawyers arrived. As she passes their table, she sees that Wojtek has a scrawled tarot of spiral-bound notebooks spread out around the remains of his breakfast, everything executed in red ballpoint. Diagrams with lots of linked rectangles. From what she sees of Pryan's mouth, the cosmetic toxin seems long since to have worn off. He isn't smiling, but if he were, it would probably be symmetrical. Wojtek is quietly explaining something, his brow wrinkled with concentration. An irritable-looking girl with red-rimmed eyes and very red lipstick fans a menu in her face, gesturing curtly toward a table farther in the rear. Seated, not bothering with the menu, Case orders coffee, eggs, and sausage, all in her best bad French. The girl looks at her in amazed revulsion, as though Case were a cat bringing up a particularly repellent hairball.